Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. I've pressed record, Lisa Hughes. I want to hear how the week's been.
How's the week been? The week is, well, I've got one wheel off. Have the big start on. Calling
what
a locksmith.
That bit about the locksmith?
A locksmith? Because after being in the clinic for 3 years, we think the cleaner locked us out and we couldn't get into our therapy room. So that was a start. And where are those keys? The door has a lock on it for our purposes, to lock it for our escapers, not to get locked out. So.
Classic. So my guest for this, another system to fix, and that's what we were saying when we were laughing and I hit record. Lisa Hughes is the founding director of Occupational Therapy Helping Children up in Sydney. Welcome. You're a repeat offender, so we need to find out what you're up to.
I am a repeat offender. What are we up to? Well, we are back in the clinics and we are face-to-face, unlike our friends in Melbourne. But it's still an ever-changing on a daily basis with schools. So one school was locked out today or tomorrow. They're bringing in new regulations in New South Wales for schools, Department of Ed schools. So overnight, that's it, back to the drawing boards. How are we going to do this? Are they going to let us do telehealth in the classroom with aides? How are we going to fit these kids in? We're already full after school. So, yeah, what a year. It's ever-changing.
Indeed. Flexible. And there's always a system to fix. That can be the quote.
There is always a system to fix.
Tell us a little bit about what your team and business looks like at the moment.
So, we are a small team, although we are growing. So we have six OTs on staff, including myself. We have a practice manager and admin. So we've got full-time admin supporting us. We have three allied health assistants who are helping us with Sense Rugby and seeing clients in their homes, getting out and doing following through on some more functional skills. We run Sense Rugby in two different locations in Sydney. And, yeah, we're doing online courses and educating and running lots of holiday groups.
I was doing lots of things. I was holding my breath while you were just rolling through that.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
So lots of energy, I guess, and lots happening.
Yeah. You're doing less clinical and more business and team-facing work. What does your week typically look like?
Well, as you know, Kathy, it's taken a while to get there. So at the moment I have one day in the clinic, which is full on, which is awesome, with all my sort of long-term little favourites I like to see. And then I work another day in a school, but that's a shorter day. Another day is pretty well clinical coaching. And then, 2 days meetings, working on the business, marketing, writing courses, whatever
needs to be done,
preparing for NDIS audits.
Oh, man. I forgot about that bit.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So compared to sort of 6 months ago and certainly 12 months ago, the way you use your time has really changed.
Yes. It's taken a while to get there, but, I wouldn't do it any other way now. It's fantastic. I really love having more time on the business than trying to do all the business stuff plus focus on clients at the same time.
So with this shift, it's been gradual and you're kind of enjoying it. What are the benefits for the business by you being more business and team facing?
Definitely great for the team. definitely are more available for the team to be there to answer questions, make sure they get their coaching, follow up, supervision. Yeah, I think that's a big plus.
Being able to work on that. What are the other benefits, do you think?
Oh, getting some quality of life, not working all weekend or after hours on the business thing.
Reclaiming your time. Yeah.
Reclaiming my time. Yes. Slowly chipping away at it. But yes, definitely a really good one.
Yeah. And I think it's also really good to have, well, it's essential to have that daylight business time, because you need to chat with your accountant and you need to meet with your amazing practice, your customer service team, and to kind of, there's a whole lot of, you know, most people on the planet work during daylight. It just seems to be private practice owners that just sort of have this double internal life. So to be able to build relationships and catch up with referrers and meet with internal, in business and external people absolutely makes a world of difference.
Yeah, I think with the team, like apart from the therapy team, what you're saying about the admin team, we've just onboarded a new person, and yes, it's really good. It's new eyes looking on things and going, oh, what about this? Yeah. And how does this fit? You know, we're really enjoying that and just having time to process the systems. Whereas when you're so busy doing, you don't have time to sort of think, oh, yeah, that needs tweaking. So, that's really important as well, really focusing on the customer service and how we can improve that.
Yeah, yeah. So how have you guys fared through COVID-19?
Okay, so we took a fair hit back in March because I had three new grads who were all on probation. So with small, just slowly building very gradually, and we had it all in place. So that hit us a lot. We made an amazing transition to telehealth, I think, because they were young and keen and had some experience during university. That was really good. So we transferred as many online as we could. So we got through that. And I think then we gradually came back to the clinic sort of middle of May. So, and then I know, like a lot of other practitioners, since then it's just been going gangbusters. And, we're full with the waiting list now. So, thank goodness for June and July. They've been good months.
Great. Did you personally enjoy the telehealth?
No. And I think I felt like a new grad. I know, I felt like a new grad. I was so nervous having to do it all. I think looking back, it was just that out of control piece, you know, being in the room and being able to control the session or the child. And I was the first one back in the clinic. So, with your keys that morning. That's right. We all got through it and everyone all put on a brave face. But going back, that was when I found the team started debriefing and talking about how hard that was. We really needed to unpack that and what that was going to look like moving forward. So we still are offering some telehealth, though. So I'm sure it will stay and remain.
Oh, absolutely.
A large part of the practice for meeting with parents, teachers, clients as well. So that's certainly an option now if kids are sick and unable to come into the clinic. So,
It's amazing.
And we learned more about parent coaching. Yeah. So it was an upskilling time, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was. What else? What other positives came out of the pandemic for you? We're still in it, but. You know.
Yeah, I know. What other? Oh, cleanliness. I think more systems too, and just really looking at what we have to do all the time.
Yeah.
Being aware of our hygiene and our procedures and, I think just we had to put policies and procedures in place, which we still, you know, we still are having to do and making people stick to them really. You know, don't come in with the snotty nose, which we've all had happen to us over the years. So and I think too, we've had to way back in March. I had to really sit there and think about where we could diversify our income. So if we couldn't see clients, how we were going to make money other ways to keep ourselves going. Because still now, it's an unknown phenomenon, isn't it, really? We don't know what we're dealing with and what the future's going to look like.
Yeah. The other piece that I recall you did incredibly swiftly was pull in your bookkeeper and your accountant and your financial advisors to really have a look at your finances and have a look at the numbers and the forecasting of it. And you made, whilst you don't have to disclose any of that, you made admirable you made an admirable job of getting that data in and making well-informed decisions about how the team operated.
And I guess too, whilst we did that quickly, it was also taking in the worst case scenario too of how we were going to, you know, like how long are we going to be looking at this and how long are we going to have to stretch for on a reduced income. So,
Would you have done anything
differently? I think it's made it stronger from there. Who knows? Different times. If this next time, I've already said we won't shut down again. We'll move as many to telehealth, but I will keep the clinic open if we, as you know, all being well, lest we become a hotspot. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we're nowhere near a hotspot at the moment. So,
So, you know, wow, there's a lot to be grateful for, I guess, in a pandemic and the country we live in, the cities we live in and the businesses that we have. But that is only in, you know, in contrast to the responsibility that we have as business owners and the decisions you got to make and the hoops you got to jump through to keep it going.
And just being, having that flexibility to deal with things that are totally out of your control, I think, and maintaining the team spirit. I feel like we've spent a lot of time just talking to the team, each individual, really unpacking with how they're going, what's happening for them, looking at caseloads, just needed a whole lot more support this year.
Yeah. How's it changed your leadership?
I think just being more available and more in tune with everyone. Leadership, constant learning curve is what I'd say. And learning to read, just learning everyone's strengths and weaknesses and what they feel comfortable with and, what, you know, what floats their boat really and what they get excited about, what they need, what their support structures are, and really breaking that down and understanding where everyone's at takes time. So
it does take time, and you know, with you with less of a clinical load, there's been more time with which to put towards financial analysis, big decisions, HR decisions.
Yes.
Leading like a pro that you are. Imagine if you had to do all of that work on a year or two ago when you had a full caseload.
Yeah. Oh, and admin just one day a week.
Yeah.
I have 5 days admin now. I have no idea. It's unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Just give us a quick little tease about your wonderful customer service staff.
Team.
I can't believe I said staff.
I do. I have staff. I have a team which are building. So, I have Robin, who is my practice manager. So she is on 3 days a week, and we've just taken on Sonia, who does the other 2 days, and she has just hit the ground running. She has a son with a disability on NDIS, so she's walked the walk, but she's just got that warmth on the phone that, you know, is so important to me, that, you know, taking the time. She says, I spend too long on the phone. I said, take your time. That's what we're all about, that nurturing role and customer service. I don't, you know, don't just take the biographical information and move on. So, so she's proving really good fit.
So what else have you been able to delegate to this growing customer service team?
Oh, definitely, yeah, take phone calls. I don't need to go on the phone. I've handed over sort of the general, well, I do go on the phone. I've handled over the general company email, taken my name off it, don't want anything to do with it. They can handle all the inquiries and all our online registrations come from there. So, just really stepping back out of that frontline sort of person having to do things so that they can be seen as the separate customer service team, and all the day-to-day client inquiries and admin-y tasks can go to them.
That is a game changer.
It is a game changer, yes. It's definitely meaning I can get things done during the week and not on the weekend, which was always the catch-up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's cool. And I guess because Sonia is new, you're going to be kind of tweaking systems and roles and responsibilities for the next few months. That's kind of why she's come in, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good to have fresh pair of eyes is just awesome. Just to question things and is there a better way of doing things or why don't we put the Zoom link on this letter and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, good. Really good.
Good, good, good. So what do you anticipate the business will kind of be working on in the next sort of 6 months or so? Where's it kind of going?
Where's it going? Well, we have run out of space. So where's it going? So, and we have two sites at the moment. So that's pretty well on the forefront at the moment, is starting to look at some new space and to become a one roof clinic and bring everyone under one roof. So that is sort of getting escalated up the agenda because we're busy with the waiting list and yes, we're all juggling rooms, which I know happens to a lot of people. So it's got a bit crazy. So so that's going to take a lot of my time to figure that out and find space and design and fit out and get that moving forward. So
what else is in the dream catcher for the next six months or so?
Dream catcher, we will get our Sense Rugby up and going in our two areas, which has again been a bit hard this year with COVID. We sort of got halfway through term one and had to stop. So hopefully, all being well, we'll be able to keep running that. We're coming up with new groups and new changes all the time. And I'm running my new possible OT course. So I'm doing that twice a year at the moment. So February and September. This year we've pushed it out to August and we've moved it online, which is really exciting.
So when did you do the first online one? Was that
We
May?
Did the first one. No, it was only beginning of July, first weekend in July.
Okay. Yeah. So with lightning speed, yet again, you just flipped.
We got it up.
Face-to-face workshop.
I had some very good support behind me. And actually it was, I was just looking at one of the testimonials. Someone said it was very seamless online delivery. So spent a long time, you know, with all the background making sure it was going to work. But we used Trello, which was amazing. And I got it, you know, people were like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to use this, how it's going to work. But we had it all divided up and all the links for each talk and everything was recorded. So you just go back later, pick up your recording, all the notes were all there, handouts, discount codes for things. So yeah, it worked brilliantly. And everyone found it really easy to access. So it was great. We had a lot of fun.
Look, if you're not having fun when you're learning, you're usually not in the right room. So what new possibilities? It's a couple of days and it's for OTs?
Yes, it is for OTs, though I have had a couple of people. I had an early childhood nurse and an early educator on the last one, so they tend to just email and go, what do you think? So that's fine. Yeah, absolutely fine. So it's a two-day course that we've done live and we moved it online. So it's sort of targeted at OTs who have done something else and want to move into pediatrics. That tends to be sometimes mums who've stopped, had kids, done ALK rehab, or adults had their kids and then realised working with children is going to fit in better with their lifestyle. We have OT grads. Lots of people are sending new grads in new positions along to their course to get some basics. And then we have students come in who are wanting to get some background, who are looking to work with paediatrics. So, so they're sort of the people who come. And online, it's a very interactive course, lots of chat, and we achieve that online as well. So I was really pleased with that.
Oh, wow. What What were the differences between being physically in the room together and online? Because there's pros and cons, I reckon.
The hardest thing, most of the time you would do this all the time, is when you've got your PowerPoint going, you can't see everybody at once. So you're doing this flick, flick, flick on the screen to make sure everyone was engaged. So I think obviously face-to-face you can get that emotional feedback all the time. But I have to say I did make it. I wanted cameras on the whole time. There was no snooze or you lose happening. And the cameras are on 2 days till 4:30 on Sunday. So that was really, really good. So everyone was interacting, awake, listening, involved. So, I think the hard thing is in the courses, it's been amazing, the live ones. Like everyone just gets together and they just chat. The second they get in the room, they all just start chatting and networking and catching up. And, it's really like the bonding just happens, it seems to happen. So we did a little bit of that, but I'm going to build some more breakout room time in the next course so that can happen a little bit more. So, but it's interesting because we get people. This time we had one in Singapore, a couple from WA, Victoria, Queensland, so all over the place. So people have got a lot to share about what they know and what they want to learn, where they're up to.
International. This is outstanding work.
International now, I know.
One of the features of Zoom that I love is that I can send people out to breakthrough rooms, and they're just going to talk to people that they wouldn't have ever met. So if they were at a workshop with a colleague or if there was a couple of people, they would probably stick with those people. But Zoom just crashes all of that and puts you out in a spot that you just got to get in and do it. And if you're out in a breakout room for 5 minutes and you've got a task to do, then it's all in. And I think in some ways you actually get more interaction and more pace and a bit more, I'll just use the word tension, but just more energy than what you might in a face-to-face room.
Yeah. And the energy, that is interesting. Yeah, it does get people involved. And we use the polls as well. We had Lisa Archer, who's a psychologist who speaks, and Heidi Cornwall, who's a speech pathologist. So before they spoke, we did our little categories on, on a scale of 1 to 10, what they knew about speech pathology. So those girls could then gauge what their audience was going to be and what their level of understanding was before they spoke. So that really worked well as well.
And what was the feedback you had about the online program?
People said that it was very informative, right to the point, very easy to comprehend. Lots of information. There's a lot of information in 2 days. They loved the openness that I shared and the speech and psychologists, that we're all very open and we shared lots of information with them and very much talked about how we all work in a team. Even though we work, I only have OTs, we very much work together, and lots of chat about what the OT does and what the speechy does and the importance of knowing your team and who's doing what when working with a child. So, the people absolutely love the psychology and the speech pathology sessions, just to be able to broaden and get a bit more understanding of what they do, because you don't get a lot of that. Sort of learn that on the job, isn't it?
Yeah, and those collaborations can be good luck rather than good management.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've certainly learnt their roles through, and even though I've heard them a few times, I still get in there. So how does that work? What would you do with this sort of thing? So, it's good. And Heidi and I, we talk through cases of clients we have together and how we work together. So it gives them a bit of an idea on,
the three of you make just a rock star cast of presenters. I happen to know all three of you and just super generous, super talented. And it's great for clinicians to have that rounded approach of teaming around a child. So you've got another new possibilities course coming up. When's that one? Might need to know that.
No, it's all right. 10th and 11th of October it is on. So beautiful. It's a Saturday, Sunday in October. Yep.
Love it. So, all right. Somewhere near where you're listening, there'll be a link. I don't know where.
There will be a link. Yeah, there will be a link. I'm sure we can work on that.
Someone will put a link, a helpful link somewhere. So are you getting the taste for this online teaching? Is there more to come?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It was much easier. Or not easier. Yeah, I'm really personal. I love getting to know everyone and by the end of it. And I also, I happen to know where all the jobs are going to. So generally by the end I'm like, oh, yeah, you need a job in that area. So I can easily network with people too. So, I really liked that still carried over onto the online course. And the other nice thing, part of the course is I do an hour's clinical coaching with every participant. So done that with people from the last course, and that can be any, it might be a student looking forward where to go ahead and what placements, what steps. There's people who, just about to graduate, where should they work, some who've just got jobs. We've done some upskilling on sensory processing, people who are looking to start their own practice. So I get to talk about a whole range of things, which I love, and just following up people and supporting them in their next journey. So, that's good.
That sounds like you in your absolute element.
Yeah, it is. Talking.
I've been speaking with a couple of people, even if I just think of the last week or so, some of the conversations I've had that I'm anticipating that there's going to be a lot more of these online learning events.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be courses. I'm not even sure they're always going to be workshops. I think some of the language is going to be changing, and the way we're going to be learning is going to be changing. There's a really good chance Victorians won't be leaving the state for quite some time, so the learning is going to have to come to us. I'm not even sure Australians are going to be flying offshore anytime soon, so the learning's going to have to be national and international. Mm. So I think there's going to be loads more of really micro.
So many more learning possibilities, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Have you got any more ideas that you want to share?
Not at this stage, but probably probably from this one, certainly can look at some different treatment areas and some practical skills around that we could be offering too. And also probably looking at some parent training as well, and maybe some multidisciplinary things. Be keen to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think we're meant to be talking about business, but we'll just go a bit sideways. I haven't spoken to you for a while. I think the way we've been learning the clinical stuff has just got a bit monotonous, personally. Mm. Not your stuff, but you go to a conference and you get a few bits, or you might do a really specific course, but then you've got to figure out how to apply it when you get back to work. And I don't know, it's all just felt really the same for the last few years.
Yes. And I think too, you've got to really look at, I think you can overcourse yourself. If you go to too many courses, you haven't got that time then to go back and apply what you've learned and get that carried through as well. So it's really choosing carefully what you're going to do. And I think with online courses, you've also got to make sure that you've set the time aside. I'm very good at, wow, that sounds fantastic. Let's subscribe to that. That's expired now.
Open matchsticks in the last 3 hours trying to get it done.
Yeah. I've still got 3 hours of DIR I've got to finish from April yet. So that's what happened. But yes. Good. Needs to be different, new ideas, busy life.
Yeah.
I think, looking at parents and clients, definitely we can get a lot more creative with what we're doing. So we ran an online social skills group in the, must have been April holidays. We had some guys on, and then in our last holidays where we could be face-to-face, we actually got them together face-to-face. So that worked really well too, because they felt so much more comfortable on the screen rather than just bowling up, meeting each other face to face. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Stay creative. Lisa, the way we learn is going to be radically different going forward, and it's going to be so much more important than just consuming and listening. It's really going to need that coaching and that practicality and that implementation and that time to process and ask questions. So these one-off events, that will still happen, but I am anticipating that learning will, have a really
ongoing.
Correct. You know, we also need to acknowledge how awesome your website is and how automated your workshop experience is as well.
Yes. So we have got it is website number 5, so you know, there's been lots of dreams finally get it to that. But yes, online registration is amazing. It certainly takes a lot of admin out of everything. So we're just in the process now of it's just regrouping. I think we send changes off to our website support every day. We're always changing events, adding bits. There's just so much that goes on. Because now we've got courses on there, we've got Sense Rugby going through there, we've got all our group programs going through there. So that all is all really seamless now. And then it goes through to Stripe. So, we're just adding a section now about filtering down for groups for current clients and clients we want some more information about. So I guess that how it's been set up, it's all the templates and background are there. So it's just easy now to make changes to it. So,
How many hours of time do you think that has saved you?
Admin time?
Tens of hours.
Yeah. And just keeping it all together because it all comes through by email. You know, it's easy to check and make sure everything's calculating and adding across. We've learned, though, we need to, as soon as the groups are full, take the groups off. People, the last holidays, again, we're in the middle of COVID. I mean, I had people, even my course, like still getting people trying to book in on the Saturday night before the Monday kind of thing. It's like, no.
Did you say no to them?
No. We took them, but it was a learning curve. They just keep coming. They keep coming. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Look, you absolutely lead the field in optimizing your website and having all of that automated. It's not Monica. Unusual for me to yeah. So kudos
well,
to you.
Well, we are team. More. I mean, we've got our resources up and going now. So that's going to be actually another thing in the next year is to build our online shop. So it's very slow at the moment, but it's getting there.
So in the spirit of completely not preparing for this conversation, I didn't even look at your website. What are the resources you've got?
We've had some free ones up there, some scavenger hunts for COVID, non-tech games, had my pencil grip flyer up. What else? A few things like that. So we were very generous. We've been really generous and had a lot of freebies going, but again, being downloaded internationally, growing our subscribers exponentially, because we get about 10,000 hits every month to our website. Yeah. So it is it's got enormous traffic, which is great. So now we've just got some other products up, Pencil Group, looking at doing some school readiness things, So one for parents and one for OT with some resources on as well. So that's the next part to grow out, plus ever-growing services that we're providing. So it's good. Template there. Wow. It can just grow and be added to as we go along.
Mm. That has been a long time coming, but sounds as though it's really getting some
pace
on it now.
It's less clinical time, so having more admin time to do that sort of thing. So,
Very, very cool. So let me just think. You have absolutely navigated COVID. come out surfing out the other side,
crossing our fingers for new
wiser,
yes,
wiser, stronger, and hopeful that Sydney will escape a lockdown 2.0, let alone a 3.0 stage 4 scenario.
Beautiful
growing team, extra customer service team, so that your time is now increasingly your own to be business and team facing.
That's cool. Absolutely.
And the New Possibilities Workshop is kind of the front runner for some future developments.
Absolutely.
Online resources.
Yes. So more online servicing, I guess, building who we can help, like we all did with telehealth. It's not our local customers anymore. We've got clients now all around Australia. So,
cool is that? That's really good. Alrighty, you can have the final word. What would you like to share with business owners? And I'm going to, about prosperity and about, things to look forward to.
Won't talk about aching bones of the over 50 pediatric OT.
Oh, now, should I get the editors to take that out? No. That is going on the record, Lisa, what you just said.
We do talk about that at the beginning of our course on what are the positive and negatives of working with children. We did come up with that, the physical effects as the negatives.
I think
prosperity, hang in there. Well, I guess, so much has changed since I started. So I would say, get help from the beginning. Get your systems in place. Get a team around you. Outsource what you, know what you're the expert in and outsource to other people is what I would say. You can't do it all. So figure out what your strengths are, figure out what you enjoy doing and, get the team around you and get all their perspectives.
Anything else?
Try and keep a work-life balance, I guess. Takes a while to get there, but I don't work at night now during the week and I'm too tired, that's what it is, but I don't know, it's, we look back crazy. I used to come home and be on the phone till 9 o'clock at night when I started. So, reclaim your life and keep a healthy work-life balance. Enjoy your own family. Family comes first.
Yeah, so good to hear. Alrighty, now we've got to make sure that we get this out into people's ears before October. When for the New Possibilities?
The 11th, 10th and 11th.
Of October. Okay, we'll make all that happen. Beautiful. Alrighty, thank you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.